This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with the study in which we've been engaged for several days on entering the church which was purchased by the blood of Christ. We have discussed in detail so far that entering the church involves, first of all, the fact that we are saved by grace. And we studied in detail some of the things this does not mean and some of the things that it does mean. Now we come to the second main division of our study of entering the church purchased by the blood of Christ, and it's this. We are saved by faith. Let's note first of all the fact of it. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul said, "Being therefore justified by faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." There can be no doubt that the Bible teaches we are saved by faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace have you been saved through faith." Now, we are concerned, however, as to the meaning of this expression. What does it mean to be saved by faith? In Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, the Apostle Paul, in describing faith, referred to Abraham and said that he wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able also to perform. So in short, we can see that living a life of faith, or living by faith, or doing a thing by faith, is a matter of simply taking God at his word. It means trusting in God. A man must learn the will of God and then trust that word. It involves knowledge of the Word of God. Remember that Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You cannot be free from sin without first knowing the will of God. But even knowing the will of God is not enough. You must trust in it. You must be willing to submit your life to it. Now, this does not mean, of course, that all believers will be saved. I realize that perhaps many of you now listening believe that it does mean that every person who is a believer will be saved. But there's a different thing in saying that we're saved by faith and saying that we are saved by faith alone. The Bible does say that we're saved by faith. It nowhere says we're saved by faith alone. But it does say we are not saved by faith alone. In James chapter 2, verse 24, notice these very significant words, and I urge you to turn and read in your own Bible and see for yourself. You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. The expression, "you see that by works a man is justified," means that one is saved by acts of obedience. We're not saved by something we invent. We're not saved by works of merit. But we are saved by doing what the gospel of Jesus Christ tells us to do. You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Now we see that emphasized in such passages as John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, where the apostle John says of Jesus that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him gave he the right to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now notice, we cannot become what we already are. Now you're already either a son or a daughter of your father and mother, and I'm a son of my father and mother. I cannot become a son of my father and mother. If you're a member of the Rotary Club or the Lions Club, if you're already a citizen of Arkansas or of Tennessee or Texas, you cannot become that. You cannot become what you already are. Now, if you are already a son of God, you cannot become a son of God. But notice in this passage, the Bible says that to somebody, Jesus gave the right to become a son of God. Now, to whom did he give that right? To whomever he gave that right, it must be clear to all of us that they're not already sons of God. He gave that right to those that believe. Therefore, just to have become a believer does not mean that I have become a son of God, but it does mean that I've come to the point in my response to God that I have the right to become a son of God, and as the Bible teaches, I will become a son of God when I am baptized as a penitent believer into Jesus Christ. But our time's gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue this very important study of entering the church purchased by the blood of Christ.